Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To celebrate our first century here at News Radio 840 WHAS.
Firework, fire jerk, don't be that guy. Have a very safe 4th of July.
That's the way we do it. Major Bobby Cooper joins us from Louisville Fire Department. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Terry.
It's the time of year when we have to remind people that these are not toys, these fireworks.
They're not toys. They're incredibly dangerous. So don't be a firework fire jerk, like the song says.
Firework fire jerk. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, first off, obviously, you folks in the fire department, thank you for your service, by the way. I know how intense all that stuff can be. I'm sure you got a lot of extra calls kind of all through this whole time period, not just the 4th of July, just because people are messing around with fireworks over an extended period.
You're absolutely right. It starts around mid-June, and then it runs definitely through the middle of July, but really the rest of the summer, you know, once the booths start opening up and people start buying them. But this is definitely the busiest weekend. When we see, you know, tons of fireworks, we see a lot of fires. We also see a lot of injuries, and that's what's unfortunate is the property loss, the property damage, and the injuries. And people don't realize the reality of it. Right here at home in Jefferson County, in the past few years, we've had juveniles who've lost fingers and hands. Even in recent years, we've had somebody who's died from a firework here in Jefferson County. So it's a reality, and it hits home. And Louisville in Jefferson County, we have an ordinance that says, you know, you're not supposed to buy or sell anything that leaves the ground and flies or explodes. But we understand that, you know, across the river you can buy other things that do more than that. You can step outside Jefferson County and buy more dangerous fireworks as well and bring them right in. So if people are going to use them, we ask them just to be safe. The first thing that we say is don't use them at all. Leave them to a professional. Go see a professional show, whether that's at Paris Town or Waterfront Park. There's several professional shows that are permitted all over the city. But if people are going to use those fireworks, use some safety precautions. Watch your eyes and your hands. So use eye protection. Make sure that you have some kind of safety glove on, because we see a lot of eye injuries and hand injuries and arm injuries. Basically, a good rule to have is designate one person or a couple people who are in charge of the fireworks. Make sure they're a responsible adult and make sure that they're sober. Because most of the injuries that we see are people who are intoxicated. And then we also see a lot of injuries, unfortunately, to a vulnerable population of kids who account for a tremendous number of injuries. And a lot of times, while we're sitting here talking about the illegal fireworks and the big things, it's the small things like sparklers that burn a kid's arm, burn a kid's hand. A kid turns the wrong way or is running around with a sparkler that burns at nearly 2,000 degrees. And can poke a kid in the eye, and then they're dealing with a lifelong injury, debilitating sometimes. We see about 13,000 emergency room visits every year due to fireworks. We see nearly 20,000 structure fires due to fireworks. It's equivalent to over $40 million in property damage. So celebrate our independence and the birth of America, but understand that it's a dangerous time and they're a dangerous product to be using.
Shouldn't you have a bucket of water nearby, a hose available, something like that, if somebody is shooting them? Let's just say it's your next-door neighbor. You're still vulnerable from whatever that thing flying around is doing.
You are, and that's what's unfortunate. Sometimes it's out of your hands because something's flying in the air and you don't know where it came from. So the big thing is to have a plan in place. So if you're going to light off fireworks, don't just plan on going to the store, and spending hundreds of dollars on fireworks and coming home and lighting them off, but have a plan beforehand so you know who's going to be doing it. Having an area designated for that where kids aren't going to be around, making sure that you're 200 feet away from any kind of property. That's a law in the state of Kentucky. You have to be 200 feet away from a structure, so making sure that you're in an open area. But then also afterwards, having a plan in place for what are you going to do with those spent fireworks, from the sparklers to whatever the biggest thing is that you have. Have a bucket of water around where you can place those fireworks in there. Have a hose, have a fire extinguisher in case there's a worst-case scenario where something does catch on fire. You have that water source to douse the fire and to extinguish the fire. So having things like that around are critically important. You know, if you're lighting them off, you could leave them overnight. Don't pick them up right away because, again, they do burn incredibly hot. But if you just make sure that there's nothing smoldering in the area, it's been fairly dry here recently. So making sure that if you're in a, you know, more of a rural area, that there's nothing smoldering that could ignite nearby trees or anything like that. And, you know, be considerate to your neighbors. Let them know if you do plan on lighting fireworks off so they can take care of their pets and look out for their own.
That's folks. The thing is that's just so rare that anybody would say anything. It's just you're just enjoying your life and suddenly a war zone opens up and your dog is having a conniption fit. So it's all, you know, people need to be more mindful of that, but they're not. All right, the next day, when you go out into your yard and people have been blowing things up and then you find stuff in your yard, is any of that residue dangerous that's on a spent?
So it can be. Again, they burn hot, and you don't know how late your neighbors were up lighting stuff off. So be careful. Make sure if you're picking things up that you have gloves on. That should provide adequate protection. But also a problem that we find is duds, right? So people go to light off a firework and it doesn't quite explode. So kids can sometimes find, you know, a wick that's half burnt and then take that and think that would be fun to light that. So making sure that you're picking all those up. And then if you do find a dud, whether it's on the evening that you're lighting them or the next day, dispose of that properly and don't try to use it, because we see a lot of injuries from people doing things like that. Also, onto a little bit of a different subject, don't modify the fireworks. We'll see injuries where people try to tie wicks together and combine different types of fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Follow the manufacturer's instructions, read the warning labels, see what the hazards are, and just try to be safe.
Bobby, appreciate all that information. And obviously, if someone really gets hurt with a burn, should you put butter on it, ice? What do you do when you're transporting somebody?
No.
None of that stuff?
Don't do butter or anything like that. Run cold water on it. Douse it in cold water and keep running on them. Have a bandage in place. And don't pop a blister or anything like that. And, of course, seek medical attention. You know, if you think there's an immediate threat to life or to property, you can call 911. But people don't realize, you know, how easily a burn can get infected. And they're incredibly painful. So we tell people to seek medical treatment as soon as they think it's necessary. But if you're not going to call 911, making sure that you get it checked out soon. Again, it's a reality. Like, we see all kinds of injuries. We see gruesome, grotesque injuries, and they're unfortunate, and they range from minor injuries to, like I said, we've had a few fatalities recently, as well as structure fires right here in Jefferson County. So be super vigilant. You know, look out for your kids. Don't feel guilty if you're being a helicopter parent this weekend. Look out for your kids and make sure you know where they are when they're running around, especially if it's around a home that's lighting off fireworks.
We'll see you, Major Cooper. Appreciate it.
Yes, and happy birthday to you all.
Thanks so much, brother. Appreciate that. Major Bobby Cooper with Louisville Fire Department.
Firework, fire jerk, don't be that dude. Roman candles are meant to shoot at one another. Don't be a firework, fire jerk. A public service of this station and the Society of Three-Fingered Men.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.